other than a great day out and a great performance by Darlington.
It was really, yeah. It was always going to be a tough game. 4G pitch and really hot conditions, and a team obviously that are comfortable playing in those that sort of environment. At a top club like PSV, you know they're going to be good, they're going to pass the ball, they're going to keep it, they're going to be quick, they're going to be sharp. So really everything that we wanted from a pre-season game as far as a workout and a conditioner and seeing where we're at, that's what it was. And the pleasing result was that we held our own, we competed, we created opportunities. I think if you reflect on the goals that we conceded, they were very unlucky. You know, I think the first one's a deflection that Johnny would have got. The second one should never have stood because the referees give a free kick to them when the lads blatantly handballed it, and it was our free kick. And then the third one's a really good finish from long distance, you know, and sometimes you just got to hold your hands up and accept that that's going to happen when you're playing against quality players. But what I was really pleased with that was the fitness levels of the lads. They kept going. We played some lovely stuff. We opened them up. We created chances. And it's injury free, which is the best thing. It's another X amount of minutes for a lot of the lads. It's a boost of confidence for a lot of lads. Some of the lads are coming back from injuries, and nobody's picked up any knocks, which is the icing on the cake.
One of the things you're always looking out for is the depth of character, and I think they showed that in Oodles throughout the game, didn't they? Especially when PSV started well and we were just trying to adjust to the pace of the game.
Well, I think when you're playing against a really good footballing team, it's very easy to get frustrated and to, you know, to start chasing around and to lose your discipline, maybe start giving silly fouls away, maybe taking chances, not tracking runners, not doing the discipline side of the game. But our lads didn't. They all worked so hard, and they kept doing their jobs and they kept working hard for each other. They realised from the start that they were going to have to work as a team, otherwise they would have got picked apart because they were such a good team we played against, passing wise. And they've played together for a long time, and they're well drilled on what they want. So we had to work as a unit, and we had to work really hard. We had to use our heads. We couldn't just run around. It wasn't about energy levels too much. It was about discipline and using your brain. The lads could have perhaps lost a little bit of discipline when you look at some of the decisions the referee made. I know it's a friendly and it shouldn't really make any difference and it shouldn't frustrate you, but when you're putting that much hard work in and you're doing so well, to be let down by a couple of decisions that were ridiculous, it can really knock the stuffing out of you, and it can really deflate deflate the lads, and it can deflate what you've been creating over that first 20, 30, 40 minutes, whatever it was. And the great thing for me was that everyone stepped up, nobody lost the discipline, they kept going, they kept grinding it out, they kept tracking runners, they kept working hard for each other, they kept going to the end trying to create. And that shows a great strength of character and a great sort of team spirit, which is pretty much the reason we're out here.
You've been working on set pieces in training, and one of them worked out there with Dom Collins getting the equaliser at the time.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, we've done a little bit of work on set, but we have a lot of work on set pieces. It's funny because obviously Joe's delivery is more often than not excellent, but the first one he took in pre-season was against Motherwell, I think, and it barely reached the box. He cuffed it that much. But today he was on the corners, and it was a great sort of outswinging right footer with a little bit. It was a bit flatter, but a bit of whip on it, you know. It had a little bit of fizz on it, and when you get a ball of that quality going into the box and lads are moving and attacking the ball in such an aggressive way, we had all bases covered, front, middle and back. And you look at the size of our lads, when you've got that, there's every chance you're going to score. And fair play to Dom, you know, the lads were saying it's his nose, but I couldn't tell. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt. It was a really good header, headed it down. But most importantly for me is it was a positive movement, attacking the ball, you know, giving yourself a chance, not just being stood still and being easy to mark.
So now that butter's in good heart for the next friendly, albeit there's a couple of training sessions first, but friendly against Middlesbrough on Saturday.
Yeah, well, I think it's great that we've got two training sessions now. You know, it seems to be it's game. But now we've got them Tuesday and Thursday to do a bit of training, maybe a little bit of running, a little bit more fitness work. Perhaps not loads, but we can work a little bit more on ball work and, you know, passing and get sharpening up, getting the feet moving, a little bit of shape, little bit of you know, looking at different scenarios. You know, when he gives it the ball, when he's out of position, how do you react? All that sort of thing. A little bit of gameplay, and then yeah, looking forward to Saturday's game against another good team that are going to pass the ball, that are going to be, you know, fit and energetic, and it's going to be a good game. And I think we'll do really well. I think we've got a great team spirit, and we've brought some great talent into the club. It's gelling. There's little connections within the team that are connecting up and doing really well. And every game, me and the gaffer are getting really excited for. So looking forward to Saturday.
What a great following though it was at the game today from the Darlow fans. We reckon at least 300.
Yeah, I would say definitely at least 300. It's brilliant. It's one of those things you don't expect it from clubs at this level. I mean, our Darlington Football Club's a big club. It's got a lot of history, but the Conference North football team going away to Eindhoven to play PSV under 23s, taking 300, 400 fans. You know, singing and break lovely conditions, you know, on a lovely pitch against a good team, putting in a good performance. You know, we're going to be going out later on, obviously, tonight. We're going to go into Eindhoven and have a couple of drinks, and no doubt we'll bump into the fans, and I think the atmosphere is great. I think they're having a great time. We're loving it. It's a lovely place. We've been made to feel really welcome. Hopefully all the supporters are having a great weekend too, because that's what it was about. It was about, you know, creating a buzz, you know, doing something a bit different. Obviously playing a good team, but you know, giving the supporters something to sort of get excited about. The lads are excited, and then later on there's that little bit of a connection, you know, where people are bumping into each other and they're gonna have a chat and sort of break down those boundaries that sometimes you get with the team and the supporters. You know, we want to try and make the lads as accessible as we can, create a really sort of positive welcoming football club. That's what it's about. We're doing that right through the youth systems, right the way through the academy, through the first team, through into the supporters. We want it to be that connection. We want it to be nice, open, sort of welcoming club. And I think this kind of weekend can only help that. It's been fantastic. I think everyone's had a great time, except the chairman, who spent a lot of money last night. But he did say he would. I don't think he was expecting it to be as much money as he did. But I hope his wife doesn't see his credit card bill.